Irish senator slams Russia-like Trudeau for having violently suppressed peaceful protests. By Peter Cadell on February 23, 2022. An Irish senator has slammed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for having violently suppressed the country's Freedom Convoy protests, comparing his actions to the Russian state. Irish Independent Senator Sharon Keoghan has denounced the Russia-like actions of Justin Trudeau, who she claims has violently suppressed the Freedom Convoy protests taking place in Canada. Senator Keoghan also called on the Irish Upper House to write to Canada's ambassador to Ireland in order to condemn the excessive force used by the Canadian government, as well as the state's overreach in punishing its citizens. Multitudes have been arrested in the country over the protests while police sweep the streets with clubs, rifles, and stun grenades as a result of the Trudeau regime passing emergency powers to crack down on the anti-vaccine mandate Freedom Convoy demonstrations. "We've had calls in this House to address serious human rights abuses occurring in all places over the world, from China in the East to here in the West," the senator began. "So I find it odd that we've heard nothing of what has been a well-publicized, high-profile, peaceful protest being violently suppressed and dispersed by armed government forces," Keoghan continued. The elected official also drew comparisons between what was happening in Canada to the stereotypical actions of other governments seen as authoritarian in Eastern Europe. Ranks of uniformed and armored military figures, stripped of their badges and ID tags, converged on protesters, Keoghan claimed. An officer on horseback trampled over a disabled woman. Around 200 arrests were made, and over 60 vehicles seized by the state. "It sounds like something you'd see from Russia, or actions which we'd condemn in Hungary or Poland," the senator noted. "But instead, it is happening in the supposedly liberal democracy of Canada, and so no condemnation has been forthcoming." Keoghan also called out the Trudeau government's alleged freezing of bank accounts via the use of the Canadian Emergencies Act. "Not being satisfied with merely dispersing protesters, the state froze the finances associated with certain individuals and companies believed to be involved in the protests," Keoghan said. "These are people who committed no crime, who have not been convicted lawfully in court, and who the government decided to punish anyway because they might have been connected with a protest which was inconvenient to the government," the independent senator continued. "It was an unprecedented act by the state against its citizens, which should be roundly condemned," Keoghan emphasized. Keoghan is not the first foreign elected official to condemn the actions of Justin Trudeau and his government. Christian Terz, a member of Europe's Parliament for Romania, also roundly lambasted the Canadian Prime Minister, comparing the Liberal Party leader to a communist dictator. "Justin Trudeau and his federal government must be isolated by the democratic international community to show revulsion at his tyrannical actions in Canada against peaceful protesters, who have been trampled under horse hoof as children have been batoned by federal security agents," Terz previously told Breitbart London, before saying that the PM was behaving exactly like a tyrant, like a dictator, like infamous communist dictator Ceausescu in Romania. "Such scenes are reminiscent of China, whose government he wants to imitate, not to Western democracies," Terz also claimed.